He also had plans for us. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. According to what appears to be the manifesto of the New Zealand killer, he is a white nationalist whose main gripe is that white people are being out-reproduced by non-white people and that it's destroying the earth, etc., etc. But let's get to the role he expects us as Americans to play in his grand plan. He is hoping that the outrage over what he did will fire up the U.S. gun debate in a way that irreversibly fractures our politics. Considering how fractured our politics already are, it's oddly reassuring that he thinks we need help with that. But he's predicting that this will push us over the edge, that leftists will try to repeal the Second Amendment, prompting gun owners on the right to lock and load, starting a civil war that will break us up into small states organized along racial lines, thus ending our role as a superpower. I'm hoping we will thwart his plan by behaving like civilized people and not doing any of that. In the meantime, a request. We are now entering the copycat period, so it might be wise for gun dealers, voluntarily, to confine sales of AR-15-type weapons to people you know really, really well, and maybe look into the social media posts of the people you've already sold to, because, as this reminds us, sometimes they spell out exactly what they plan to do with their purchase. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.